In 3, 2, 1. Waiting for the Facebook, and we're live! Welcome back. Totally unrelated. If you can't tell, we had some mirror images. One of those words is correct. The bottom. It was supposed to be totally unrelated to evil, but what are you going to do when the mirror switches? December, whatever it is, almost the end of the year.
Christmas coming.
Christmas right around the corner. Watch out for it. Might sneak up on you. Have you done all your Christmas shopping, Doug?
Tomorrow. My girl has done...
Oh, wait, so you just do last-minute shopper?
Yeah.
Always?
Yeah. Tomorrow we're going to... I got $50 to spread amongst like 6 people, so we got to figure out...
So you're going to the Dollar Tree.
First at the second shelf.
I didn't mean to high-class it up for you there.
We're going to go there first, and then we might check out the old General.
Old Dollar Gen.
Gen.
Man, I'm telling you, that Dollar Tree's got licks. The one behind...
That's the one that's like literally
everything's
$1.
If
like,
they have anything in there that's over $1, you can like protest.
You can like...
The price is clearly wrong. I don't even know if they scan anything. They just count 1, 2, 3, and then you put it in a bag and you're on your way.
Is there tax? Or is that part of the...
Clearly there's tax. Actually...
Dollar could account for it.
It's amazing to me. Like, that just lets you know like the economy of scale of like... When you don't have to take the lead out of the paint and stuff, you can make stuff a lot cheaper.
They took lead out of the paint?
I mean, like if you buy like a strainer or coffee filters, I just assume there's lead in everything at the Dollar Tree. One time me and John Craig were, remember when Shang came to town from Comic View? He's got like dreads and stuff. He was headlining at Wiley's. And we were like so new to comedy at the time. He needed like rides all over the place, and so I was like, yeah, I'll take you guys to the mall or whatever. I've worked with some really famous people. The only person that probably gets as recognized as like when I noticed it was Christopher Titus.
Mm-hmm.
But we were in Dollar General and Shang was trying to buy reader glasses, like the magnifiers, and he got recognized by like 15 people.
No kidding.
And then we went to the mall, we walked through the mall, and it was literally like every... Shang! It reminded me of Chris Rock in Top 5, when he's walking through town and people just keep yelling his name out and stuff. I've never seen anything like that before.
What's Top 5? I just ruined the whole vibe of the show. God, it was...
Cut! It started over. Can we start over? It's terrible.
I wanted to say, though, it reminds me...
Look, can't hear you.
We got 4?
Who can't hear you? Oh, we're live, but they can't hear us.
Oh, that might be good for some...
There's no mic on there, probably.
There's no incoming mic. This is...
Well, isn't this the shit?
Can you read lips?
Well, we're still recording our podcast, so we'll come back with a mic here shortly.
We are...
Oh, look at you, Jer Dog.
Working.
Coming in with the microphone. Can you see... It's white and intimidating.
Made a mess.
Oh, I wonder if that's...
Can you hear us now?
Says volume super low, but I thought it was my old ears. I wonder...
Who's saying this stuff? Who is speaking to us?
Dwight McCormick.
Dwight...
This says mute with the red light. No?
Volume? This is a professional operation, by the way. This is the chalkboard.
I wonder if we can pull it up on that screen. Can you log into Facebook and we can see if we can hear ourselves? Sorry, guys. Technical difficulties. We're working on it.
We need like a...
You can't even write technical difficulties on the board?
We are working.
Merry Christmas, Dwight. Can you hear us now? Can you hear us at all?
Yeah, yeah.
That was me saying Merry Christmas to Dwight in slow motion. If you couldn't read it. Oh, he can hear us now.
Everybody hears now? Cool. We in?
Are we in?
Is this on?
I don't even...
Oh, it did. Something happened when I did that.
Device is ready. Up and ready to go.
I just needed some time to configure and correlate its interwebial surroundings.
Really low.
All right, we're good.
Turn your volume up there. I wonder if there's some mic volume here.
I'm all the way up on here.
Oh, interesting.
How much of a delay is on?
Does this volume turn up our volume?
No, that's...
Oh, it's a delay. That's so weird. I'm seeing myself on delay.
I wonder if this is...
I wonder if it's on. Yeah.
Oh, pause me.
We're still dealing with technical difficulties, but we're going to work through it. Switch that out, Jer.
Four bona fide viewers.
Well, right, listen, I don't like to brag. We're 5 minutes in. Bro. Don't tap the table because we're recording on the... You're so stupid, man. I watched the Colton video. Oh, no, Keaton,
yeah.
And it's funny because I was looking this up before, looking for Colton, and couldn't find anything. And I was like...
It's because it's Keaton.
It's because it's Keaton.
Keaton Colton.
The same breed. So it's been like a week and a half, 2 weeks since that whole thing.
Yeah.
And
it's been an interesting turnabout. I haven't heard much more from any details. Have you heard any?
Well, I looked it up before we started, and it appears like the UFC guy contacted them through an Instagram page, contacted the family through an Instagram page.
Right.
And the family's like, that wasn't our Instagram page. That was somebody else. We have a private page or whatever. We never set up an extra page to deal with any of this stuff.
So someone could have been playing as her to try to get money, which scams are all over.
Which would make perfect sense if it was a scam. And she owned up to like having the Confederate flags and stuff. She was like, yeah, we're Southerners, but we're not racist or whatever.
That is always something I wonder about. I mean, I know obviously a different size. Like, if you have a Confederate flag, I know people that I went to college with that had Confederate flags in their dorm rooms,
right,
as for decoration. And you know, this was in the '90s, so obviously back then we was all free and loading, just get out in our pickups and get. No, but he was a
Dukes of Hazzard.
He was
one of my
country
dude.
He was from Alabama. He never showed any sign. Now, obviously, you can say I'm not racist, or I can say he's not racist. I don't know his true inner feelings towards things, but I never took him as that type of person, and I felt like he truly was just celebrating what he felt like is his heritage. Now, he may be ignorant to understand that is offensive to a bunch of people, and a lot of
it's
people.
It's kind of a cool looking flag. I'm not gonna lie, the colors.
And on the General Lee, that was the coolest.
Just some good old boys.
So you just found out that the General Lee just is this like this symbol for the worst shit ever. Now all of a sudden.
And it's not.
But I do. I still have.
It is associated with some of the worst stuff ever.
Right.
But I think I think it's a slippery slope. I think you can take this. Any symbols, any cultural symbols, can be interpreted as oppressive. I don't know that the Native Americans were oppressing anybody exactly. But if you think about it in terms of anytime a group has some power over another group. One group is going to have some gripes.
Well, the Native Americans were oppressing each other, right? Because they were just all at war, pretty much, weren't they? Territorially, or were they weren't like using each other for slavery? I don't know.
Not in my neighborhood.
Not in this one.
I never seen no arrowheads on my street. But have you ever met someone that collects arrowheads?
Dude, you know another funniest thing? Listen to this. It's crazy that you say that because I just was at the second shelf. We have donations we pick up.
No brag.
Got to drop it for the people here because it's a great thing we do. But I was picking up a donation last week. We're in the basement. It's a lady that passed away not too long ago. She has been a long time donator to our store. Her church donates to us and has like kind of like just been there for years. I mean, mm-hmm, I just took over. But anyway, she was there.
Stop tapping the fucking table.
I know, sorry. That's how I talk sometimes. Yeah. But anyway, we go there, I go down the basement, I see this baggie, that has all these warheads in them, like old
warheads.
Arrowheads. That's what
it's like some nuclear tips.
Yeah.
You know them ones Rambo shot?
It's like Rambo first blood. They're in my van right now. I could literally go get them right now.
You have a bag of arrowheads?
Yes. The craziest shit ever is I do. And they're also labeled and like told where they've been found in Ohio, like different places in Ohio. You want me to get it?
I mean,
why can't I?
I thought we were gonna have an okay podcast, not the best podcast ever.
I gotta get it, dude. This is crazy that you brought that up.
Well, what my point was, I'll keep talking while Doug leaves me here stranded. What I've noticed about people who collect arrowheads, Jer, who's here, say something, Jer, so they know I'm not talking like a crazy person.
What's up?
What I've noticed is that they never stop finding them. Like, they go out to these fields when they get plowed, after they've been plowed, and they just walk out there barefoot or in their Birkenstocks, and they pull out arrowheads. Now, but here's what I found is that sometimes arrowheads, I'm like, ain't no arrowhead. That's just a piece of rock.
That's fine.
But
these are badass.
Dude. These are legit. It wouldn't surprise me though if people were like, this is so crazy. This is so
that's
crazy.
So funny, bro. There's some cool
what
stuff.
What the hell? That's like a dinosaur like a claw.
Yeah. Some cool stuff here, man.
Look at that. I don't want to hold it on this screen there. Look at that. That is an arrowhead, and it's etched. You can see.
That can put an affliction on somebody.
Yeah, I mean, like
business.
I'm wondering. Like Indians had arrowheads to just like get rid of like that, like. If you think about it in today's economy, like, if you had to go to the store to buy arrowheads, how much would one of these cost?
Well, what I think is they...
How much wampum would one trade?
Wampum.
Now, I don't know. Whoa. If that's an arrowhead. That might just be a skipping stone.
Yeah.
Might just be, like, I might be a nice flat rock.
Some of these are...
Some of these are, like, shedding.
This right here...
Look, this is some, like, Rambo-type shit.
Yeah, look. This
one's got, like, sharp... tooth song.
That's a shark tooth, I think.
Yeah, that's been serrated. That looks like it's been machined damn near. It's pokey outy.
That's crazy, dude.
Look at this one. This one. It was this like an arrowhead making class that somebody took?
Some back in the threes.
back in one. Wow, that's crazy. So I was telling Jer, who's been so talkative.
Yeah, settle down, dude. This is our show, okay?
The
trying to stay out of it.
The why is this got a number on it? This is like a bear claw. I don't know what
Tom Dustin say. Why is he watching this? He's stupid. You are a loser, dude. You were watching this show. Someone should donate us.
Biscuit says, pretty sure your house is haunted now. He just dumped out a bag of arrowheads.
Oh, my bad.
Sorry, to the listener. We're recording this on multiple devices.
Yeah.
Stop messing it up. This one, that one broke off. One of them broke off in somebody. Now that's two-tone. Check that out right there. That one right there. Yeah,
that has some, that like.
That looks like you could make some jewelry out of that.
Yeah,
right?
I feel like somebody made that and just tried to put it in the collection.
Tried to pawn it off.
To be like, look how cool. Yeah, that looks too.
And somebody's going to be like, no, dummy, that's one that actually killed something.
Right, that's a retro.
That's been stained red with the blood
it's
of.
Labeled number one.
Yon elk.
This was found in the levee at no end of river side.
North end of river ridge. Is what no probably means.
Especially when it has a period.
The river got no end.
N-O period. That should be just N. Thanks.
Okay, well.
But you're right. North end of river. No end of river.
The river runs into oblivion.
It's just never going to stop. All these arrowheads.
That is kind of funny that I mentioned arrowheads and we're that far off topic.
Sorry, we were like, I totally just...
Found in 2017.
Detrained this rail. I don't know what that means.
mostly it's hippies that I've known, but every time I've ever... They're like, there's no dwindling supply of these. They're everywhere. Underneath our streets, no doubt. Underneath your house. And people that know how to spot them, just spot them. Here's another question. Do you know how to spot a trail? Like, could you follow a trail of a deer or a person?
I could not. I'd pick up the grass and smell it and pretend that's what they do in the movies. That would be the only thing.
Drop some grass,
smell it, throw it in the wind to be like, I think they went over there.
It seems to me that everybody on Walking Dead or every other these cool shows, even Naked and Afraid, they know how to track. And I'm like wondering, where does one acquire tracking skills? As
track school, they run track in high school.
Well, you know, the deer, they wear them fancy track shoes.
They're fast.
They're easy to see in the woods.
Chasing them should be fast.
Their leaves sticking to the spikes. Got them hooves. Oh wow, somebody wrote this with a level.
I'm telling you, dude, this is some.
Older people have better handwriting, I think, than our generation.
Yeah, they had a lot more time on their hands back then.
These arrowheads have become note cards on the stool of comedy because I keep looking at them and I keep wanting to go back to arrowheads.
I'm all in arrowheads.
Yeah. Okay. Let's take these to the casino. Yeah. Hey, y'all take these. We brought them back to your family.
Oh, man, these are worth.
This Indian land, ain't it? Huh? Why are you bullshitting?
So, if anybody needs any arrowheads,
Second Shelf has a rare supply. Undoubtedly, and maybe your house could be haunted too.
Yeah, that's funny. Biscuit, that's hilarious.
Tom says we just have to follow the tracks on your customer's arms, and I feel like that is I feel like that's a kind
tracks
of
tracks on my customer's arm.
That's
really
a slide
cool.
against
that
the customer.
Excuse me.
Doug's customers can't afford intravenous drugs, Tom.
Listen,
okay. How about a little
some of my customers are watching this show, okay, and some are on this podcast. so let's watch what you say, okay? You can just log off and go play softball. If you don't.
Let's be honest, none of Doug's customers have a high-speed internet connection.
Guys, I don't. I actually had to come here so I could
to
be
connect
on his
show. Wi-Fi just to check his messages.
Cool.
What'd you do in 2017, Doug? What's your setup for 2018? Every year on New Year's, if I'm not working, which I'm always working, wink and a nod, I change my website. Social media, something. I do something like I just kind of change the whole look of everything. I re-register my domain. Sometimes I buy new ones that I've never used.
Right, under construction.
Under construction type shit. Yeah. The goal for going into 2018, the goal for now is to make the podcast a video podcast. Like we still do the audio, but to have the video component. Whether we do it on Facebook Live.
Kind of like a trial.
Well, we're gonna use it. We're gonna tri-cast it. It'll be on Facebook Live, YouTube, and kind of like what Brinkman does.
Nice.
Exactly like what Brinkman does, but us. Well, now Jerry's kind of out on Doug right now. If I can talk about Doug like he's not. He's just a fill-in. He's on a trial basis, and he's been not so reliable.
Could be a good segment, though, on the show where I just bring in some random shit I got donated from the thrift store. There you go. That's my shit. That's TM'd. So there you go, I just solidified my... Also, I sell these shirts, if anybody... This is my page, so I can, be a little bit...
I'm not going to take any responsibility for Doug's portion of the show. But yeah, that would be a neat thing. Like, you could bring in stuff... I think probably you kind of run the risk of, bringing in contaminated things into this house. We've already haunted Jer's house.
That is hilarious. Bed bugs there. Ghosts of bed bugs past.
Right, that's 30 minutes you're not going to get back, Biscuit. Sorry, buddy. Everybody. Hey, no refunds.
Go watch that show about that island and shit that you were telling me about. What was that show? It's like a popular... Biscuit, what was that show about the island where they found some treasures and shit? What's it?
Oak Island?
Oak Island. Yeah.
That's out in North Carolina, right?
This is better than Oak Island, though.
Some of these shows, it's
real
dramatic.
We found some real...
We done haunted the house already, man.
Been on the air 30 minutes.
Bring
that
Ghostbusters
seven seasons
show.
And shit. We got one treasure, one show.
And I have to say, this is the first episode where we've ever brought legitimate buried treasure
straight
onto
up,
the show.
Out of the riverbed.
I have to say
the
this...
no end of the river.
I have to say this, my teeth have never looked better. I think it's the low-resolution camera and the fact that I knocked them out at Brouhaha a couple years ago.
My teeth
but
will never look good. They got fangery. I got some...
Your teeth...
I could seriously...
Your teeth make your thumb look normal.
In a fight, dude, bite me. Seriously, I will...
Doug leads with the teeth.
I will de-chunk your ass if it gets to it. I mean, I don't...
Vampire will
too old
spat.
To be scrapping. I can't be throwing hands. I'm throwing teeth.
I dread getting in a fight. I've never been in a fist fight.
Oh God, especially now.
I've ducked some punches, but I've never been in I've been in some wrestling matches. Oof. In fact, I got in a wrestling match with one of my best good friend in the world, and I had just started watching UFC recreationally. Like I wasn't smart enough to be able to tell that it was a pre-recorded fight. I would just be like, oh, I was watching UFC last night. And they're like, no, you weren't.
You were watching
highlights or something. And I was like, oh. But it was around the time that it was actually at my buddy's wedding. It was the night before his wedding. We went out drinking. Everybody's in town. And my best friend and I used to wrestle when we lived together. And we would put a hole in every house that we ever lived in. Like, from wrestling. Sometimes, we did put a hole at Beaverview Bowling one time, right before we left. Fucking body check me into the wall, this huge hole in the draw, drywall hole kind of thing, and we scurried out.
Drywall makes you feel tough when you punch
it. It does.
Like, I just blast.
Unless you hit that stud.
Unless you hit the old stud, you better know
Well, we were wrestling, and I was also in, like, had been playing soccer 5 nights a week. This was way before comedy, and not way before, maybe a year or two, but I was in the best shape of my life, and he had always been in better shape than me because he worked in construction. He was always lifting heavy shit. He was in shape. I wasn't. But this time I knew. I was like, you don't want them, bro. You know, and I was like, I've been watching UFC. I know I've got some things in my pocket. And
slow motion, so you're like, well, okay, here.
Me telling him he didn't want none, of course, made him want some all that much more.
He wanted all of it.
And so, lo and behold, put a hole in the wall, and we're wrestling around. I take his back, then I flip him over, I get him in full mount.
Okay, hold on. Take his back. What's that mean? I'm not a UFC savant yet.
He's face down, and I'm on top of him.
I'm
controlling his being able to flip him over. And I flip him over, I put my knees onto his arms, and I'm sitting on his chest. Right? Like
you're getting hot. Right,
this now is like a sibling fight. This is probably as far as, I don't know if we've ever gotten this intense before. And so I meant to say something, but I said something else. I said, do you submit? And he was like, what? I was like, do you submit? And he was like, he looked me dead in my eyes and he was like, I will never submit. You know, like that. And I was like, okay. So I just like got up off of him, right? But then the next day, he like had processed everything that had happened. I didn't really think anything of it. We were drunk too.
Oh, so it was more real on his side.
I think saying like, do you submit? And his mind made him like,
do you bow down before
you're
me?
My property now. You belong to me. From now on, you sit down when you pee. Yeah, and I get that because that is a strange, but I had been watching so much UFC that I felt like I had him in under submission, right? In a submission hold. Win by submission. But what I meant to say was, Tap out.
Yeah. Do you tap?
Are you tapping out?
Will you submit? This is Adrian Cosby.
Do you
mounting your chest
to the dark side of the force?
And that is just an embarrassing thing. If someone is on top of you and has you helpless, you're embarrassed, dude. You are.
I would have been embarrassed if it had happened to me, but I also told
him. Can we tag him and let's get him
in? That's why I haven't said his name. Could
he possibly be watching us out of the three? I doubt it.
Out of the three. No, but this will live on in
infamous. Who is watching, just so we can give them love for sticking it out? Is that still Dwight, Biscuit, and anybody?
Oh, Charles Hauser can't hear anything.
Still?
It was written backwards. Opie. And then we got a better camera that flips it.
We had to. This is kind of creative. This is art, bro.
Yeah, this is art, bro.
Get it, Opes. What up, Ope? How you, buddy?
That's my.
So why can't Chuck hear? Christmas. Why can't that is an awesome story.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know why some people can't.
Let's get to figuring it out. Is he?
Jeff, technical difficulties, Jer.
Let us know what device you're listening from, Chuck. Do you go by Chuck still? In high school, you were always Chuck Hauser.
It says it's going through it.
If it's flashing, is it muted? Or is it?
Flashing's muted.
Okay.
All right, we went mute there for a second.
Can you pull up a mixer so we can see what our sound looks like when it's registering back here? Microphone.
Right, I see it's built at least in. The level.
Testing. Oh, wow, that's... I wonder if it's in the Facebook.
Oh, we just gained another listener.
That's what I was thinking.
Two more listeners.
How do you even get to the audio settings of it?
I don't know. I don't know.
I don't either. I don't even really use it.
I think it's automatic, and it's probably...
Oh, we lost fucking people. We lost three people because we're dicking off.
Well, listen, Doug. Shit, man. I blame.
Don't blame my arrowheads. I can tell you that right now.
I blame you. Hey, if you're local, you can come to the Funny Bone tonight, where you'll see yours truly, me, with Miss Pat. Who I don't know if you know anything about Miss Pat.
She's awesome.
She's a living legend in the making. And I didn't know what to expect because I'd never seen her do her like headlining set.
Yeah.
And. She
well, at least I went out there.
She came out so strong. I was like, sometimes, you know, like when you go on stage and you see the next comic and you're like, I don't have any of those gears. you know, like level of energy or just stage presence or whatever. I mean, she just came out. Just owning it.
Yeah. I've seen her do like 7 minutes at a show that I was at on. She came in and as
yeah, yeah. That's what I'm saying. I've seen her do a bunch of guest sets.
Yeah.
But it's always like she's working awesome, on something. But,
yeah. It would be interesting to see her tonight.
There was this black couple, I don't even know if it was a couple, but there was these two black ladies in the front, and the MC, who's normally the feature, but he's MCing this weekend for her. I could hear them talking to him a little bit, and then Nate Armbruster went up, and they were kind of like, like, you know how. So, and then I got on stage, and they were like really talking, but I was like, don't address it. I kept saying that voice, don't talk to them. Don't talk to them. You're just going to derail yourself if you start talking back to them. They're just enjoying the show out loud.
Right.
And then Miss Pat comes on stage, and she's on stage for maybe 30 seconds, and she was like, black lady, shut the fuck up. This is not the movies.
Just coming at it. She knew she had that in her. She was ready to just drop that bomb.
I know she heard it for everybody else, and she probably was like, look, I'm going to have to deal with this right up front, because I can't have you talking back to me. It is annoying when somebody's like saying something, and even if it's just like, yeah, I know what you mean. Like, it's like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah. But it's like they're also...
They think they're helping, right, or that they're adding to the show. Or I had one guy who was sitting in the front row when I was in Virginia Beach, and he was like just loudly like, yeah, man, yeah.
That's the word, the agreeer.
Just the agreeing. Just like, I can't be mad at you.
Sure, you're right. Yes, you know it.
I'm like, you better buy a shirt, dude. Right. Full price.
That's the help I want.
Yeah, that's the only... Yeah, you say whatever you want if I sell out of merch. The Funny Bone has a tree on the stage. What are your thoughts about that? A Christmas tree. I feel like it's disrespectful to people that celebrate Kwanzaa.
What is Kwanzaa?
I don't know. But I just feel like it would be disrespectful.
And those like tan pants?
Those are khakis.
Oh, okay.
No, I don't know. The biggest problem I have with having a Christmas tree on stage is that if I want to get video, now it's Christmas video. Yeah,
that's the same with... I did the Wiley show. It was the toy Christmas thing. And Adrian Miller, who's a comedian...
Not Adrian Cosby, not even related. She got same name, ain't related.
She does video. She videos stuff. She's awesome, by the way. Any like people that want to get their stuff filmed, But anyway, I was gonna do like the bigger one, the bigger package, at first. And
oh, she's
like,
got packages.
Oh, you just get like a multi-camera package and then a single view package. And I went with the multi-camera package till I got there and I seen the Christmas toys and everything on the stage. This isn't gonna be a submission video to a booker. This is just gonna be a nice thing to have.
Yeah.
So I just went, let's just do the single one. And it's awesome.
I was gonna record my set tonight. I was gonna record my sets tonight, and as I was saying it, I had this realization washed over me that like there's no point in recording my sets tonight because of the Christmas tree. Not to say that I'm anti-Christmas.
No.
There's already a war on Christmas. And thank God our president has ended it. I mean...
He did? I don't know what happened.
He's destroyed ISIS, and he's ended the war on Christmas. Wow. 2017, over. Game over, bro.
Here we go. And see, told you. I don't even know what I told you.
But like I said, if I was submitting to like a Christmas... a Christmas... What do you call? Festival? Or Christmas show?
Right. I guess it shouldn't matter, though. I mean, a good set is a good set, right? Should it not matter? What if you go out there and just demolish it and you have a Christmas tree in the back? That's like going to be your best set that you have. You have to submit that, right?
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
It's totally... Or is it just people thinking because it's Christmas?
It's totally arbitrary in the average person's mind. But as a comedian, I think, for one, it's like you would think... for me, I have to say, I can't say for any comedian, but for me, I'm always looking for a reason not to do something, to not go through with my original plan. Like, remember you called me the other day, you were gonna do the Facebook Live or live video from your thing, and it's like, seems like a great idea at the moment, you show up.
I was so excited.
But you didn't do it?
I didn't, but it was still, when we talked, and your advice, what you had kind of said, and I was kind of leaning that way about you want to deliver a great show, or do you want to try something new that could potentially mess up a great show? And they were a small crowd.
Yeah.
And I'd been there three times, but they were great. So it ended up me not doing it. Could have been better. I could have been great, but I went.
Give a little bit of background. Doug was going to Facebook Live his set, his headlining set at a country club show.
Yeah.
And he called me and he was like, oh man, I got this great idea. And I was like, and at first I was like, that is a great idea to Facebook Live and then maybe take questions from people on Facebook Live or whatever.
Right. People have done Facebook Live before.
That's not new. It's not the first time.
But I was going to actually like stop in between sets and answer questions from people watching on Facebook and talk to the audience about this. But
and you do a lot of videos already. Right. And they seem to get plenty of views.
So it could have went cool. It's something I may do. Right, I may do it in the future.
I think it's something that you almost have to have set up. You'd almost have to have a chair in the background to kind of coordinate it. Maybe like with a long selfie stick. It's like a Jedi Yoda stick that holds the phone.
Yeah, and where he reads the camera. I was definitely just on the way. It
took us a few minutes just to figure out how to do this from a computer.
Yeah.
And next time we'll use a better computer. This one's pretty neat.
Do we have these two people? These four sad, lonely individuals.
This is a very sad.
Who are they?
This is sad. But the video lives on past the live. And also, you got to think, like, and I'm not like tooting our own horn or anything, but this is like
Friday
right before Christmas. People are shopping,
wrapping gifts. You could be watching this while watching.
You could be. I'm hoping that most of our viewers are driving at the time that they're watching this and typing.
This would be a great,
because, it's just too many people out there. I'm not selfish. I'm like, if people are going to go, I want it to be our followers and friends first. I want it to be our loved ones.
Hopefully they die by hitting a deer.
I don't wish that kind of death on nobody I don't know. Only on the people I do. What do you got for New Year's? What are you doing special for New Year's?
Nothing. Banging pots and pans with the little kids in my home.
Do you ever work on New Year's? Do you ever do your comedy on the New Year's?
I've been a few times. I did one, I think once. It was with Greg Warren at the Dayton Funny Bone.
I did New Year's at the Dayton Funny Bone last year with Mike Malone.
Oh, but that was fun.
And Warren B. Hall. I got a new headshot.
Cool dude.
From Warren. Took my picture. Let me clarify.
Yeah.
Hold on. Took my picture. Hello.
Oh, you want to be comedians. He just...
soft serve. Soft serve. I talked to Chris. I actually talked to Jay for a quick second today. You know how when Jay calls you, he calls you like, hey, so what's this all about? And then you start to tell him about it. And then he's like, hey, I'm going to have to call you back, bub. I'll call you back in about an hour.
Man, I got to take a huge dump. Right now. He's like, I'm about to kill
myself. I'm about to die.
I'm so much shit in my pants right now.
All right, well, nice talking to you, buddy.
I'm like, dude, you just want to get off the phone.
I just spilled chapstick all over my fingers. Carry the show without me, Doug.
Oh, I got you. Come on, man.
Oh, hell.
Go out to my car and get the rest of them Indian warheads I got out there.
Warheads.
Hopefully next week we'll get spears donated so I can put...
The sticks.
Sticks.
Ooh, now my lips feel all buttery.
Who else wants them? Don't do that again. That was scary.
Oh, I'm sorry. I know.
You're gone, bro. I was here by myself.
It's like I was looking in the mirror.
What am I going to do? I'm here by myself. You know, I can't run this show yet, man. I'm just...
I'm going on the road with Steve Sabo, the infamous, next week through New Year's. And the first gig is like 16 hours away. It's about... I had to drive 2 hours to pick him up and then drive for 15 hours to get to the first stop. So we're stopping after about 10 hours, hotel. But that's probably the one thing that I hate the most. No, I don't even hate it because that day before, I wouldn't have been doing anything.
Right.
I would have just been sitting around or whatever.
Still a toll that takes on you. Dude. That is a toll. Dude. I don't care.
It is. And no matter what, no matter where we go, whenever I do the road like this, these types of shows, it always starts... in a spot that's far away, 15, 16 hours or whatever, 12 hours, and then you work your way farther away. It's never working your way back. Never working your way back. It's always working your way farther away. So if I lived out west, I would be working my way back, but I live in the middle. But it's just one of those things. So the trip back is going to be 19 hours for me. And that's something that I usually do in one sitting. I think the most I've ever done.
You drive that and what? You don't even. Ugh. So you're by yourself on the way back?
Ugh. No, we come back together, but I drop him off and then 2 hours more back for me because right. He lives in Toledo. Yeah. But it's. We did, I think, 29 hours one time. We were out like damn near to California, Arizona, or something like that. And that was. That took a toll.
Just trading off.
Nope. I do all the driving.
You do all the fight.
I do all the driving. I can't relax if I'm not driving.
You drove 29 straight hours, or pretty much. Or on.
I mean, we stopped for gas.
And didn't sleep.
No. I can stay up for that long.
Jesus.
I mean, I might have stopped, at a rest stop and just kind of gathered my thoughts, got outstretched.
You don't do, caffeine or
crack
or cocaine or
there's this nifty little pill they sell at the truck stop called Truckers Love It. Some Jay told us about
speed pills that they give you. They sell you at the counter.
It's the size of your thumb.
Oh, good.
You gotta really swallow it down.
You gotta jam it up inside. You.
It's a suppository.
It's an inside your body one.
It's a slow dissolving thing. No, I just coffee and arguing with Steve Sabo, which the trip out's always smooth. Usually never argue with the trip back. It's
yeah, it's because you've been spending
all that time together. And now you know the end result is that you're not going to see the person for a month or two.
You just want to get home.
I've had that situation with pretty much every comic other than Jay. I don't think I've ever gotten to an argument with Jay in the car about anything.
Yeah, no, never
get. He's not the argumentative type.
He's the type, though, that you get out on the river and go canoeing with him, and then you go fishing, and he gets so drunk on fire, he'll throw a catfish at me and hit me in the back of him and stick in my back.
Hell, you say. He throwing catfish?
Threw a catfish at me. You know that story.
Well, I know about the catfish story. I know about Tom Dustin shooting a goose with a BB gun.
It was a duck.
Dude. A duck.
And it was a little duck, and he hit it right through the eye somehow. He'd been, for 3 years, he'd been trying to kill something, anything. He's just shooting at any kind of fowl that there is. There's eagles, bald eagles.
What kind of, was it a high-powered BB gun?
It was a pump. It was a...
So it's this high-powered...
Yeah, he's 50 times and he's shooting at these bald eagles and shit.
Oh, my God.
And then finally, on the last... One of the last days of the trip...
Oh, my
he
God.
He plugs this duck and kills... And then it looks... It's not all the way dead, and Jay's brother, who's like a outdoor survivalist, goes up, picks it up out, and just breaks its neck. It's just a... twig, he's getting ready to throw in the fire.
Well, he got put out of his misery.
And then Jeremy, who's Jay's brother, took it home, they ate it, they plucked it, they ducked it, they...
So it wasn't that, it wasn't like a...
No, they ate, it wasn't just...
It bad before they got a chance to eat it or whatever.
Oh, that I don't know. I know that he was taking it home, but now a way to ruin the story.
Yeah, well...
It went bad, it just died for no good reason. It got shot illegally. And then, died for no good reason, not even nurturing a family. Just, oh, PETA, watch this one. That'll get you.
You know, that duck could have grown up to cure cancer.
Facebook.
That duck was going to cure cancer one day.
Sure was.
Tommy shot him through the eye like cold-blooded murder. Cold-blooded murder.
He did smack it. Oh, that's crazy.
The funniest pictures I ever saw on Facebook were of him, Jay, and Tom hunting.
Oh, Jesus.
I was just like, those two with guns just doesn't seem safe. And Tom, I can't imagine Tom being quiet in the woods, you know. This sucks.
Hey, no, fuck this.
Fuck
fucking.
No, hey, Jay.
We're going home. We're pulling out tomorrow. Fuck you. We're fucking done.
Where the deer? Maybe we should get in our car.
I saw that man lose his mind in the heat of the day. This was not the year that you went, Jared. This was the first year. Oh God, dude. He was so. I've never seen somebody so miserable. And what the thing was, I was about right there, too, to my edge.
And was it? Just a canoe trip? Super hot?
Yeah. So rainy. We're on the river. This isn't just this isn't your normal canoe trip. This is on the Scioto River, Sciata, whatever you want to call
it. The Sciatica.
You got to cut into wilderness to put your tents down. There's no, spots that are you pay. You just go and hopefully find land that's not too flooded. And it was just something.
So it was naked and afraid, is what you're saying.
It was. And then, we got flooded out in this one area. We finally get to this other area. What's up on a. Just. bed of weeds and there's mosquitoes and it just rained, so the mosquitoes are just coming out and they're in full. Tom is losing his mind. And we set up the tent. We set up the tent because we're trying to hurry up and get the tent set up before it gets dark and starts raining on us. And it's facing like the wooded area and not out toward the river. Tom, that's what lost it. That's what killed it. That's what made Tom lose his mind, dude.
Every time Jay's ever mentioned, like, oh yeah, we should do this canoe trip, I'm like, I'm more of like a cabin camper.
Yeah, and here's the thing, every year we do it, when we're done, we're like, this is the stupidest thing I've ever done.
Never did so good.
But I'm going to tell you right now, it gives you a sense of survival and makes you feel like, damn, I did that, and this was not easy. And on top of.
Man, I seen this movie one time with Meryl Streep and Kevin Bacon. Him was a bad guy.
The river.
Is that what it were?
Yeah.
Man, I ain't never want to be in a canoe again.
That's an awesome movie. It's a great movie. You should review it.
I have an irrational fear of canoes and sharks.
Those aren't irrational fears.
Thank you. I used to have an irrational fear of knocking my teeth out. Hello.
Overcame that one.
Fuck yeah. Prove that word irrational. Flat first.
I won't even go ankle deep in the ocean.
I went ankle deep when I was just in Cocoa Beach and I waded out into the water a little bit. But it was cold enough that if it was like if you went you were your toes started getting numb. I mean, it was like 75 degrees outside, but the ocean water was cold. But there was people out there. Like this one girl was coming in from the water where she had been like up to her neck for a few minutes or whatever. And when she came in, her bikini was like up here. And so, like, her top was completely exposed, but she was so numb, I don't think she could feel it.
Right. Everybody's applauding.
I didn't look.
She came out. Very nice swim.
I didn't
nice
look. Swim, man. That's all I know. It was far away.
I didn't see it.
It's always fun to go near the ocean, but in.
Never.
That ain't fit for me. I had a black person's emergency before I came over here tonight. I realized I left my shoes. My stage shoes at the house, and all I had was like my street running shoes and my trail running shoes. Have you ever had a black person emergency?
No, because I don't care. I'm not a shoe guy. I'm starting to be more of like conscious of like my shoes and how nice they look. Like,
I mean, there's people right me, like, there, and if they, yeah. This is what, you look them in the eye, they look down at your feet.
Right. You can't have like toothpaste stain on your shoe.
You can't have doo-doo on your shoe.
You can't have
no doo-doo on your shoe. That ain't a good look.
So, but I'm getting better.
I had to stop. I had stopped and picked up a new pair of shoes that I probably would have never bought if I had. I mean, like I have a brand new pair of shoes that I've been waiting till the old shoes got wore out, and then I start wearing these brand new shoes. I started wearing them last night, but I wore them home and left them there and got in the car, and I was like, oh no, you didn't, because I can't have. And I think that's like being biracial. I feel like I have these existential dilemmas between like, well, nobody's gonna really care, nobody's really gonna notice, but it's like I notice.
I get it.
I notice, and that's gonna throw me off. I wish Biscuit was here to. Jay Snyder is joined.
Yeah. Oh, come on, buddy.
Snapdragon, you missed your story, buddy.
Is there a way you can like add them to the like he can like get on?
No, he could call in. He could call in.
I thought there's a way to like video. You can add somebody to it, and they can be videoed on. I've seen it before.
I have too, but I think we have to be doing it from the platform, like I was telling you about, where we're tricasting.
You can tell him to just call me, and I'll put it on speaker.
Call, hey Jay, if you free, I know you're on the road. Now he's probably about to do a show. You're probably in the hotel, probably relaxing over there. Nah, I believe he's in the Hilton Garden Inn.
Hilton? Oh, at the old Toledo.
Him ain't fancy.
Hot diggity dog.
Him told you to shut the F up. Hey. That's a Jay Snyder
thing. Last time we were over here, what about happened to you after I cried?
That was at the birthday party where people fell in fires, threw up in public.
People were having an issue with.
When I woke up that morning, I went out to my truck and the gasoline fire was still smoldering, but it like I was like, that's gotta be what napalm smells like, because it was just like, it just smelled like a bad
rancid,
bad decisions and flesh. Squirrels had run
somebody,
in there.
Something burned up here.
Was it Fraley fell in the fire? He's like, I fell in the fire. I fell in
fell on fire.
He sent me a he sent me
Tormal sweatshirt.
He sent me a picture at like 4 a.m. It was like a little scratch. Funny.
Uh-oh, we got company. The call us up, Dougie or Jay Snyder. Like I said, Dougie, I saw your name on the screen.
Who's he? That's
I don't know who's out there this weekend.
Jay Stevens was Thursday, right?
Yeah.
I like him, dude. He was a cool dude.
Yeah, I worked with him a couple times too. He actually took me on the road one time, and
Oh, really?
Yeah, for like some bonkers gigs, and like the first night we had a hotel or whatever, and I was like thinking to myself, like, man, it seems weird that we'd be sharing a room or whatever. So when we got back, I asked the front desk, like, is there another room for Adrian Cosby? Like, yeah, we got another room. And I was like,
thank goodness. That's like weird. We're too old to be sharing room. I mean, like, you and I
do it. Yeah, I do it. I've done it.
People you know real well.
I do it with Steve all the time, but he snores real loud, and like he's also one. He's like a snore denier. Like I was like, bro, you gotta roll over. He's like, what?
Cool, man.
Yeah.
I do that all the time, though. I get mad when my girlfriend says I'm snoring.
Yeah, no, it wasn't. I was just watching TV. I wasn't even snoring. I'm not even gonna sleep. Like,
it was you. You heard your. You woke yourself up.
You farted. Snoring. That's what happened. I wasn't snoring. It's farting real loud out my mouth. The, yeah. So anyway. I don't know where we go from there, farting out of your mouth. Seems like we have so many things to talk about. It's 2017. Going into 2018, are you going to make a New Year's resolution, Doug Morgan?
You're
going to stop drinking out of pink cups?
Stop drinking out of pink cups. And then start January, we're going to rescind that. And now, I've never really been into New Year's resolutions. I don't really...
I always... Like, I'm into the concept of it, but I do enough, like, challenges to myself throughout the year that it's like...
I'm going to start working out Monday guy.
There's a lot of those people.
I'm going to work out Monday. Christmas Day, actually. I'm going to start working out.
Christmas Day?
It's Monday.
I'm going to listen to that Rocky music, run around the block a bunch of times until I throw it up a couple times, and I lose that good weight that I had picked up for the holidays. Yeah, it's always, for me, especially after doing Sober October, November was... pretty uneventful, and then December I started working again a lot, so it's cold and I don't feel like running, and I had hurt my back way back when, and I was just like, that was kind of the end of it. I missed this 5K that I missed it 2 years in a row because I hurt my back, which is kind of amazing, but that's what I was training for, and once I realized I wasn't gonna be able to do that, I just stopped working out altogether, and I was taking a shower today, and I was like, oh, my arms look like little bird arms.
They feel so small, so tiny.
I got to do something. Got to get back on the ellipticals or something.
Yeah, we started working out a little bit and eating better. When I say we, not me, the kids.
You got the kids pumping irons?
Yeah, they're playing basketball, and they're like four-year-olds playing basketball. It's like they are the least like developed as far as like dribbling and stuff. It's like now I'm like...
finally like getting
are,
your due.
Well, then people are looking at me like, "Why you don't even take him and let him play basketball?"
Or right. Well,
so now we're taking him to the Y and like teaching him how to
dribble the ball.
And then I use my Division III walk on scholarships.
You don't know, Dougie was a walk on college basketball phenom.
I not only took college, I played basketball.
I took basketball in college.
I took it to the bench, and then
he is proof that white men can indeed. Jump.
I clapped my ass off.
Did you guys what was your record when you played basketball?
Oh, you know the funny when I was when I went to Wilmington College my sophomore year, I transferred from Capital to play at Wilmington because I thought they recruited me.
Capital sounds like the name
Capital
of
was a, awesome, dude. It was a great
the name of a basketball team.
It was a good Division III school.
Were they the Capital Capitals?
They were the Capital Crusaders.
Sounds they religious.
Still they still are that.
Sounds religious.
But we were 3-23.
That's better than my high school team.
In Wilmington College, one of the you'll love this. One of the colleges that we beat was Antioch College. And that was it. That was in Yellow
Springs. Was it the lesbian?
They were wearing. This was in the '90s. They were like literally their uniforms were like. Remember the jams that you used to wear? Mm-hmm, like the, mm-hmm. they wore those, and like mismatched like tank tops. That was Antioch.
You can tell who's on our team.
Dude, we, even we though were, no one we matches. We were 3-23 and we beat them like 97-8.
Yeah.
Oh, I scored like 90 points.
One of the most like, because like I had played, some guys that I played basketball with, that was like the only sport they played. Not many, but there was one in particular. And we were playing my senior year. We hadn't won a single game, but we knew we were going to win against Miami Valley, which is here in Dayton. And it's like the, is it private?
Miami Valley?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's private and it's like smart kids. It's like a technology kind of a school. It's like,
yeah.
It's the upper class smart kids, basically. But they got a great campus, but they always sucked at sports, especially basketball for whatever reason. And so we were like predicted that this was going to be. We did win, but they had this kid on their team who had like fibromyalgia. I don't know what he had. He had some sort of disease that where he was probably not going to live a full life, is what they said. Like he was going
to
die in
his 20s. So it was one of them where you guys kept giving him the ball to shoot?
Well, I didn't know this about him. It was in the Sunday paper okay. The next day. But, like, we had it on video where, like, one time I'm just running up the court, I don't have the ball or whatever, and he's just, like, keeps pushing me and keeps pushing me. And then, like, I just, like, reach out and, like, kind of, like, move him out of the way like this, and the ref calls me for a foul. Right? And I'm like...
You're the villain.
And, like, every time... And he was, like, guarding me, right? But he's, like, 5'4". Black
man.
Yeah.
This poor... white kid that has a disease, you ought to be ashamed. But
I didn't know he had a disease. But like they were like, but like he kept he ended up fouling out on me. Like he fouled out of the game because he was fouled. But it was like right. He probably got 3-1 called on, you know, because he was just hacking the shit out of me. But in any case, we win the game. We're going through the line to shake hands. Let me back up. We win the game by like 12 points. I mean, probably should have been like by 20 or whatever. But like you said, we kept handing him the ball. The one kid who only ever played basketball, so like I don't know if he had really won a legitimate game playing varsity in high school. This might have been his first win. Like does like the Jordan run up and jump on my back or whatever, like
from your team? You guys,
yeah, like to celebrate or whatever. Oh
God!
And like I'm like, bruh.
This is the worst.
This is the this is just one win. This one win feels worse than all those losses for some reason because it's like this is the one we got.
Yeah.
But and it was the only one.
I'll tell you what, though, when you don't win many, you get excited. I was on a team that was 3-23. Let me tell you right now, those three wins were glorious, and we celebrated them.
I can imagine.
Rightfully so.
Well, we lost all of our games, but I still had more fun playing basketball than probably most of the sports because it was a small team. We were like the Bad News Bears. I don't know what it was. It was like misery. In fact, probably being so unsuccessful became some sort of an addiction on a certain level because we weren't that bad. We just had – we didn't have – the coach
–
my junior year, the coach kicked all the seniors and juniors off the team. And that is what caused us to be in a deficit for the next year. What do we got?
I don't know. Can you give it someone who can read, dummy? I'm like, what am I reading here? Twitter? I don't do Twitter.
I don't get it.
Bill Burr is going to do Tom Dustin's show tonight.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
What do you mean, what show?
Oh, Boston. I'm going to do a set tonight, Nick's Comedy Stop at 8 p.m. on Tom Dustin's show. That is from the official Bill Burr page. So, if you are in Boston...
Oh, okay. I didn't...
Go see our good friend Tom Dustin perform with one of the greatest comedians living today. Jesus,
those two. That will be a hoot. Bill Burr. Era. Holy shit, that's great.
Tom Dustin is...
he was the asshole that was commenting earlier.
Yeah. Yeah, fuck Tom. No, Tom is always welcome in this house now that it's haunted. Let that shit visit him. Take them haunted spirits with you.
That's awesome, dude.
Go yeah, Tommy. I'm speechless. Go Tommy. It's your birthday. Yeah, go party. Like it's your birthday.
Is it his birthday?
I don't really care if it is his birthday. I don't really give a fuck if it's his birthday. You can find me at the club, 7:30 tonight. Pockets full of dub. 7:30 and 10. Miss Pat and Vince and possibly Nate Armbruster. I don't know if he's still in town. But he did a spot last night, and I think that's about it. You plugging anything? You got any shows coming up? Also, tomorrow, 7:30 and 10, Saturday, December
26th. I'm at Liberty Funny Bone, I believe, January 4th and 7th with Mark Gregory.
Mark!
Going to be doing some good things there at the Lib.
So he was like, I hear he's recording a special.
Not 100%, but I've heard that.
I was going to record a special, I would get a really soft comedian to open for me too.
Very soft, but of course I'm featuring, so no, I'm opening. I tried. I'm opening. I'm the soft feature.
You soft serve. You that soft serve.
That'll be fun. Dude. That'll be a good show. You got a good.
All right, tell me, should I open with this joke tonight?
All right, sir.
I'm not going to tell you. It's not Facebook appropriate.
Well,
I'd rather try it on a live audience. Yeah, every time I tell a joke in this kitchen, sorry,
dude. One strong, bro, right now.
Didn't mean to. Sorry, Jolly.
Is that Robert Jolly?
Yeah, he said we're talking too much.
Well, that's what we're supposed to be doing, dude.
He might be a little bit dumb.
Jolly.
I don't know Robert Jolly.
I love Robert. He bought my T-shirt, buddy.
Yeah. Oh, okay. All right. He know Mike Etchin. I don't trust nobody what know Mike Etchin. Him the devil. Go see Doug Morgan and at the Liberty Funny Bone with Mark Gregory. Come see me this weekend. Debating Funny Bone with Miss Pat. We love you guys. And this was our first trial run, so be brutal.
Come back and see us sometime.
Stay unrelated. Love ya.